Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is a very special parsha that is read, of course, on the Shabbat before Purim. And it comes from Sefer Devarim, Parachav Hei, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Tas. Zachar is Asher Asalecha Amalek, Bederech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Egypt. Asher Karcha Bederech, they chanced upon you on the way. Vayizane B'chokol, Nechashalim Echarecha, they attacked amongst you, all the weak ones at the rear. Va'ata Ayef V'yageya, and you were weak, you were tired and weary. Velo Yarei Elokim, and not God-fearing. There's a discussion amongst the Mepharshim, if Israel was not God-fearing or if Amalek was not God-fearing. V'haya Bani Echashem Echecha Lechami Kol, it will be when Hashem your God gives you rest from all your enemies all around in the land that Hashem your God gives you as a portion to take a heritage of, as an inheritance, as a portion. Timcha et zecher Amalek, you shall erase the remembrance of Amalek mitachar shemayim, from under the heavens. Lo tishkach. This is Parsha Zachar. It's a mitzvah asei de oraisa to remember. Mitzvah asei de oraisa zachor. Mitzvah lo tasei de oraisa lo tishkach, to remember and not forget what Amalek did to us. Let's just understand who is the original Amalek. The original Amalek is actually a biblical personality from the book of Bereishit. Amalek is a grandson of Esav. Esav has a son named Eliphaz. Eliphaz has a son named Amalek. So Amalek is the original grandson of Esav. But Amalek, of course, morphed into the hatred of his grandfather. What did Esav say? Ayistam Esav es Yaakov el brachas asher bercho aviv. I'm quoting from Bereishit 27:41. Vayomer Esav belibo yekruvu Esav took an oath to swear to kill his brother Yaakov, and he harbored a hatred in his heart. This is Esav's spiritual DNA. He passed it on to his grandson Amalek, who passes it on to the Jew haters in every generation. And Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, has a Mesorah from his grandfather of Chaim Brisker that Amalek is anyone in any generation who arises to destroy us. Who is Amalek? Like we read in Zachar, Vayizane b'chol kol nechashalim acharecha, they attack amongst you all of the weak ones. You were tired and weary when we have no koach, when we are weak, when we are defenseless, when we cannot fight back. That is when Amalek has us in. That is when Amalek comes. This mitzvah asei d'oraisa to remember is fulfilled annually every year on what we call Shabbat Parsha Zachor, Shabbos Parsha Zachor, the Shabbat before Purim. Why? Because who was Haman? Haman ha'agagi mizara Amalek, who rose up, Megillas Esther chapter 3, verse 13, a hashmid, a harog, ula abed, es kola yudim, minarva, zakin, tafinashim, biyam echad, who rose up to destroy, to annihilate, to kill, to exterminate every single Jew, from young to old, from boobies to babies, none other than Haman Arasha. Haman was a descendant of Agag. Agag is a descendant of Amalek. Who is Agag? That brings us to our Haftorah. The Haftorah of Shabbat Parsha Zachor comes from Sefer Shmuel, Perek Aleph, Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes Vav, chapter 15. It's almost the entire chapter 15 of the, there's a custom not to recite the first pasuk. We don't recite the last pasuk, so it's about 34 pasukim, which is almost the entire Perek Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes Vav. I'm going to begin by quoting Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Zichron Levracha, on the Haftorah. Shaul was the first king in Israel. After 350 years of decentralized leadership by the judges, the enemies of Israel during this time had sensed their weakness and attacked them again and again. The judges were charged with warding off the enemy neighboring armies, and then they would return to their normal daily lives. One of the enemies long involved in hostilities with Israel was none other than Amalek. These attacks were characterized by great wickedness and great cruelty, like that which the same nation brought to bear against the Israelites when they left Egypt centuries earlier. So it was late in Shaul's reign that Amalekites would attack their neighbors, the Israelites, the Philistines, the Egyptians, unprovoked for the sake of plunder and human trafficking, including women and children. Just like the ancient city of Sodom, the symbol of a society of organized and systematic evil, Amalek had turned into an incarnation of pure wickedness, which had to be pulled out from the root. In Shaul's time, circumstances came about that allowed for a military campaign against this ancient and ruthless foe, and only one who could mount a relentless fight against this evil could be considered worthy to rule Israel. When we read Parshat Zachor, the Jewish people raised the standard of good against evil in the world in all of its forms. Now we all know the end of the story. Shmuel, the prophet, commanded Shaul by the word of God to kill out Amalek in its entirety, not to leave a remnant at all. Shaul had misplaced mercy. He says it's according to the pressures of his army. He leaves Agag and the choicest of the animals alive. That night, Agag has survived. His wife conceives a child, and that child, and the next day Shmuel kills him, we read in the Torah, but it is too late. That child continues the seed of Amalek, who we are still contending with down today, like we say in the Pesach Haggadah, B'chol Dar V'Dar, Amdi Maleinu L'Chalo Seidim. Perek Tesvav. Shmuel goes to Shaul, and he says to him, Pasuk Bet, Ko Amar Shem Tzavako. We can't read every Pasuk of the 34 Pesukim of the Haftorah, but we'll get a nice overview here of what is happening. Ko Amar Shem Tzavako, Shmuel says to King Shaul, in the name of God, the Lord of hosts, Pakadati Esa Sherasa Amalek Li Yisrael. I have remembered, it is time for an accounting for what Amalek did to Israel. Asher Samlo Baderech Balos Mimitzrayim. What Amalek did when they attacked them on the way, when they were leaving Egypt. This is a reference, of course. Shmuel is referencing the original attack of Amalek happens in Parshas B'Shalach, right after Kriya Yamsuf, and Moshe remembers it 40 years later in the desert, which is what we read for Parshat Zachor. Atwa, therefore now, Shmuel says to King Shaul, Lech, go, v'hikisa as Amalek, you should strike Amalek, v'hacharamtem es kol asherlo, destroy everything that is to Amalek, v'lo tachmol olav, do not have mercy. Hacharamtem et kol asherlo, mitzvas ase, destroy everything that is from Amalek. Lo tachmal alav. Do not lo tase of mercy. The hameta may ish adisha put to death. Hameta from the shorish mate. Put to death from man to woman. May olal va'ad yonek. Put to death everybody from nursing babies to suckling infants. Mishar va'ad sa. Migomal va'ad chamar. Who do you have to kill? From ox to sheep. From camel to donkey. Everything in Amalek. Ironically, Shaul thinks he fulfills the command. He gets an army, he goes to Amalek, and when Shmuel comes back and God says to Shmuel, Shaul's being dethroned, he didn't listen. Shaul's like, oh, of course I listened. They did exactly what I was supposed to do. So Shaul, we are told in Pasuk Dalet, amasses an army. He gets a very large army, 200,000 infantrymen, very, very large army. Ma'asayim elef ragli, 200,000 men of foot infantry. Ma'aser alafim et ish Yehuda, plus 10,000 more from the city of Yehuda, Pasuk Hei. Vayavo Shaul ad ir Amalek, vayarav benacha, and Shaul arrives in the city of Amalek, and he attacks them in the ravine, in the valley by the city. And Shaul says to the Keni are a tribe of Yisro's descendants. Yisro, of course, who did good to Moshe, who did good to Am Yisrael. So they were a nomadic tribe that lived in different regions. Apparently, by the time of this battle, they were living in the territory of Amalek. So Shaul says to the Keni, listen, get out of here, because I don't want to strike you when I strike Amalek. He was not commanded to kill the Keni, by Yasser Keni mitoch Amalek, so the Keni take their advice, and this nomadic tribe, they leave from amongst Amalek. Pasuk Zion, by Yach Shaul et Amalek, Shaul strikes Amalek, from Chavila in Tol, coming to Shur, which is before the face of Mitzrayim. So Amalek was spread over a large region, and Yasser Koch Shmua, Shaul, you did what you're supposed to do. However, Pasuk Ches, Vayitpos et Agag Melech Amalek Chai. Shaul captures Agag, the king of Amalek, alive. At Kolam Hechrim. Nevertheless, he destroyed the entire city by sword. What's the problem? If we have misplaced mercy upon those who are cruel, ultimately, the cruel will never have mercy upon us. Vayachmal Shaul v'ha'am al Agag. And Shaul and the people had mercy upon Agag. They had mercy. Why should we destroy the choicest of the sheep and the flocks? Why should we have destruction of something that can be so useful? They bring it home. They're like, oh, we're going to bring carbono from all these animals. Carbono. Does God want your carbono? No, of course not, which is exactly what Shmuel is going to say. God told you destroy, and you're like, I'm going to bring carbono. And the word of God is to Shmuel the Navi saying, Nichamti ki himlachti yachol hamet lamelech. I regret, the Ribbon Shalom says, I have a change of heart. Why? I regret that I ever appointed Shaul as king. He turned away from me. He did not keep my divine command. And Shmuel is very upset when he hears this. He calls out to God the whole night, but there is no rescinding the divine decree. Shaul is done. Shmuel wakes up early in the morning to go out to meet Shaul. Shmuel is told that Shaul is coming, and Shmuel comes to Shaul. And Shaul says, listen to this, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Baruch atah l'Hashem. Blessed are you to God. Hakimoti at Dvar Hashem. You're not going to believe it. I was successful in my mission. I fulfilled the word of God. And Shmuel says, really? You fulfilled the word of God? Umeh kolot sarazeh bosnai. Really? If you fulfilled the word of God, I seem to hear the bleeding of sheep. Why do I hear the sheep? Why do I hear the oxen? Why do I hear donkeys? Why do I hear camels? How? Because if you fulfilled the word of God? Call Habakar Shanochi Shame. You know, I hear the voice of the cattle. So Shaul says, oh yes, you do. He doesn't deny it. He says, those are from Amalek. We brought them. We had mercy on the choicest of the animals. Laman Zavoach Lashem Elkecha. We're going to bring Karbana to Hashem, your God. But all the rest, don't worry. The Et Hayotar Hecharamna. We destroyed everything else. And Shmuel says to Shaul, Haraf, let go of me. La'agida l'chait asher diber Hashem Eilai Eilai. I'm going to tell you what God told me. Shaul does not understand, and Shaul says, oh sure, go ahead, tell me what God told you. And Shmuel says, even though you are small amongst the people of Israel, God anointed you as king over Israel, and he sent you on the way, and he commanded you, destroy the sinners of Amalek. But what happened? The Lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem. You did not listen to the voice of God. We're in Pasuk Yotes. Why did you bring home spoils? You did bad in the eyes of God. And Shaul still doesn't get it. He says, what are you talking about? Asher shamati b'kol Hashem, pasuchav. Shaul says, what? I listened to the voice of God. The Eilech b'derech asher shochani Hashem. No, you're wrong, Shmuel. I went in the way that God sent me. I only brought Agag home, but the whole rest of Amalek I destroyed. What could I do? The soldiers wanted to take spoils of war. They took flocks, they took cattle, they took the choices of the spoils. They want to bring Zvachim to Hashem and Gilgal. And Shmuel says, Hachevetz l'Hashem ba'olo to Zvachim. Do you think God desires your Ola offerings and your Zvachim offerings? Because Shmuel b'kol Hashem, you know what God desires? That you should listen to the voice of God. Don't you know that listening to God is better than a choice sacrifice? Don't you know paying attention to the word of God is better than the fat of the rams? You have done a terrible sin, equated with sorcery. You have rejected the word of God, and now you are rejected as king. So Shaul still thinks he can salvage the kingdom. And Shaul says, oh, okay, I sinned. It's true. I went against the word of God. I was afraid of the people under me. Is that the mark of a leader? To listen to the soldiers under you who desire the spoils instead of to the voice of God? The Ashma Bekolim. So I listened to the voice of the people. Va'ata, but now, sana eschata. See, please forgive my sin. V'shuvi mi, v'ashtach v'lashem. Come with me. We'll worship together with God. I'm going to go back down to God. You come with me. And Shmuel says to Shaul, I am not coming with you. You have rejected the word of God. Hashem has rejected you from being king over Israel. And Shmuel turns to leave. And Shaul grabs his cloak. And the cloak tears. And Shmuel says, just like you have torn my cloak, kara Hashem et kara, not with an alf, kof resh ayin, to tear. God is torn et mamlachu Yisrael me'alecha yam. Today, the kingdom of Israel is torn from you. It will be given to your friend who is better than you. Famous words next. The Gam Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker v'lo yinachem. The eternity of Israel, God does not lie and will not regret. Meaning he's not going to change his mind. You have been dethroned. Ayomer, Shaul tries again. Chatasi ato. You know what? I have sinned now. Kabdeni na neged zikne ami v'neged Yisrael. But please honor me before the elders and before Israel. Vishuvi me. Please come back with me. Don't show the people you've abandoned me. I will bow down and worship God. He's still trying. He doesn't hear what Shmuel is telling him. And Shmuel left from after Shaul. And Shaul went on his own to bow down before God. But without the backing of Shmuel the Navi. Vayomer Shmuel, Hagishu Edai et Agag Melech Amalek. And Shmuel says, bring close to me, Agag. But this is the next day. It's already too late. Agag has already impregnated his wife, who will have a child, who will torture us continuously until today. And that's who Amalek comes from. And Agag comes. Agag realizes, Achein Sar Mar Hamavet. Agag realizes he's about to be killed. The bitterness of death, the poison of death, the potion of death is at hand. And Shmuel says, Ka'asher Shikla Nashim Charbecha, just like your sword, bereaved woman, Kain Tishka Minashim Imecha, so too your mother will be childless amongst women. I'm about to kill you. Ayash Seif Shmuel et Agag Lefnei Hashem Bagilgal. Shmuel slashed Agag before Hashem in Gilgal. Vayelich Shmuel Haramasa. Shmuel goes back to Rama. V'shal ala al Beito Givat Shal. And Shal goes back to Shem and Givat Shal. This is the end of the Torah. Very, very powerful. Something extremely powerful we learn from here. Besides for the battle with Amalek, Vidor Dar, how important it is not to try and put our chachma, our wisdom, our frail, finite wisdom of humanity against that of God. Sometimes we don't understand the command of God, but if that's the command of God as transmitted to us by Torah, by Chazal, by our Mesorah, by our Rabbanim, by our leaders, and by our teachers, we have to overcome the voice of the Yetzirah within that says, I know better. I can adapt the halacha to my liking this way. I could adapt the mitzvah to my liking this way. I don't exactly have to follow what the halacha, what the Rabbanim tell me is because I know better than them. There's a powerful lesson here in addition to the lesson of Amalek, of course. And that is for each of us as an individual. We need to hear the words of King Shmuel, of Shmuel the prophet, in our own lives. God does not desire the fat of the rams and the korbanot of the sheep. What he desires is that we listen to his voice. And even if sometimes things in our lives don't make sense, we always must cleave to the word of Hashem and follow the path of Torah, ki chayecha v'orach yamecha. This tragic incident dethroned King Shaul, but not only that, it left us to contend with Amalek midor dar, and therefore it is after for Parshat Zachor, Zachor es asher asalecha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, lo tishkach, thou shalt not forget. Today, of course, we cannot ever undertake to fulfill this mitzvah. It is not for us. We do not live in such a time. We don't have Malchus B'Yisrael. We don't have Nevi'im B'Yisrael. But the lessons of the battle still remain true in our lives. We should be zocha that just like they had a v'nohafachu, asher yishu to a yudim heima b'soneim, we should have a v'nohafachu in our times, when those who despise and rise to destroy us, ultimately Hashem will do what Hashem needs to do, and Am Yisrael is l'netzach netzachim. I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbat Shalom, and a Chag Purim Sameach, Freilichem Purim. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.